the official Arizona Super Bowl host committee show. Here's Dave Burns.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee podcast and show. My name is Dave Burns. I'm the co-host of the Burns and Gambo show over on our sister station, Arizona Sports, the local sports leader. And we are into 2023. We're close now to Super Bowl 57, which means really everything is getting sharpened. Everything is getting focused, and we're working towards the big, big day in which the spotlight will shine very brightly on the Phoenix metro area and the state of Arizona hosting this big event. And of course, when talking about Super Bowls and talking about big events like this, it's you have to discuss the economic impact of such an event. You have to discuss the tourism element of such an event and how those two are greatly impacted, and of course they are. And joining us on today's edition of the show and podcast, the Senior Vice President of Finance and Economic Impact, Kyle Hedstrom, joining us here. Kyle, I'm Dave. Welcome to the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah.
Debbie Johnson, Director of the Arizona Office of Tourism, joining us as well. Hello, Debbie. Good to see you over there.
Nice to be here.
All right. So I imagine for you two, this is the kind of almost the culmination of what's a long journey, right, to set this up as best as it possibly set up. How let's start with both of you, how you get involved. How did your journey kind of take you here to this moment to where you're going to be evaluating how this has impacted Arizona? Kyle, let's start with you.
Yeah, sure. So I was fortunate enough to work on the last Super Bowl and Super Bowl 49. And then from there, fast forward to 2018, me and two others were tapped to be a part of a small team to go out and bid on Super Bowl 57. So that's back in 2018 when we won the game and we won the bid. That's when I started, and I've been working on it ever since with a small and ever-growing team. Debbie, I think you and I started back in 2015 yep. on that Super Bowl. So that was both our initial foray into major events. And been working pretty much hand in hand. Debbie and I share a unique aspect that we've both been fortunate enough to work on all three major events. So the last Super Bowl, the College Football Championship game, and the Final Four. And now, luckily, working on Super Bowl 57.
Debbie, how about your journey to this point here?
Similar to Kyle's, I did start in 2008 a little bit from the tourism aspect, not quite as involved in the game operations now that I am in the Office of Tourism, but just a great opportunity for us from tourism to talk about the impact, to talk about what it means to our state, not just our community here in Metro Phoenix, but our state as a whole. And I think that's a really important part that people don't always think about. They just think about, you know, just Phoenix. So that's kind of my job, is to make sure that people understand why we host and sponsor and why it's important for us as a destination to continue to want to pursue these events.
I think the answer to that question, on the surface, it seems obvious, but let's dive into that a little bit. Why do we want to host big events like this, right? What's the metaphorical pot of gold at the end of a rainbow for doing a big event like this, whether it's a Final Four, whether it's a Super Bowl like this? What's the goal here, Kyle?
That's a great question, because there's a lot of different answers. You touched on it a little bit, right? It's the tourism aspect and how it benefits our tourism partners, from our hoteliers to our restaurants to all of our venues and activities that you can do here in the state. But it also has a business and an economic direct impact and how it promotes Arizona as a pro-business environment, why someone should move their business here. And so I think it's a great opportunity. We use the analogy. It's a great advertisement for the state of Arizona in a lot of different industries and in a lot of different ways. And I think we all want that opportunity to continue to showcase that. And that's what AOT does on a daily basis. And this, right, just helps us, you know, in a short window, but elevate that message to a larger audience.
It's a short-term vision. It's also a long-term vision. And we'll talk about the long-term vision a little bit, but in the short term, Debbie, the measuring how many people come here and the impact on the local business. Tell me a little bit about how metrically you kind of gauge that and study that in terms of people who are coming here and choose to come here for the game.
Absolutely. I mean, last time around, we had 120,000 people visit from out of town. That's more people than have seats in the stadium. Mm-hmm. So you think about that, and those are people who just want to come be part of the environment, just be part of all these great activities and festivities. And then what we love from a tourism perspective is those people are enjoying all different kinds of things in the valley, and then they're going out and about, and some are going down to Tucson, and others are going up to Sedona. And we try to tell people all the time, it's a day trip to the Grand Canyon. My gosh, if you've never seen the Grand Canyon, what a great opportunity to take that day trip and go up and explore Arizona a little bit more. So I think from that short-term impact, having that many people here to enjoy all the activities, some of them never been, so we want to tell them what they can see and do while they're here.
How do you get that message to those people? What's the delivery system there?
Well, we have a couple different things that we do. Obviously, there's a big media piece. We were in Los Angeles last year in the media center talking about all of those things, letting the media know what we do. We work with consumers as well, so we use all our social and regular media. A lot of the things that we do this year specifically focus on Super Bowl in the markets that we think might have a potential to come, and telling people, here's the things you can see and do here. And so I think that's a really important message that we get out. We obviously also work with the host committee and make sure that we're sharing those social messages about Arizona.
Just out of curiosity, when does that messaging in those markets start? Because as a football fan, I'm just sort of curious to know, when do you start to think, maybe here, maybe not so much there? When does it start?
A year
now?
Ago.
Was it a year ago?
A year ago.
Okay.
We really started a year ago when we were in Los Angeles at the media center. And then you're there talking to fans and you're talking to the media. And that messaging starts then. And then we really geared up in the late fall, again, pretty heavy on that messaging about what to see and do within Arizona.
Kyle, I know there's so much more, but let's start with, to me, what feels like the basics when you talk about economic impact. You're talking about hotels. You're talking about restaurants. I know there's more, but in terms mm-hmm. of the short term, how do you go about measuring those, and when do you start to keep an eye on sort of those spikes when it comes to those businesses?
Yeah, that's a great question. Looking back at 2015 and that Super Bowl 49, we had phenomenal metrics. We work, again, with our partners at Arizona Office of Tourism and at Visit Phoenix. But we track everything from occupancy to rates to spend at restaurants and bars. Hotels last time hit an all-time high of an average across the board of 93% of all rooms were full.
Wow.
And that was for a weekend. And that was over 61% for the same weekend back in 2014. So you can see there's a massive impact. The rates jumped by almost triple. So the rate for Super Bowl weekend, three times as much as a normal February weekend. But then there's a lot of other short-term benefits, and I think tourism is definitely a large part of them. One of them we're tracking now that weren't maybe tracking as closely back in 2015, short-term rental, so Airbnbs and VRBOs. Right now, we're projecting it's about double the rate on average per a short-term rental than it was back in 2022, February at the same time. So there's a lot of measurables, a lot of great ways that we're taking a look at how do we expand on from the tourism perspective, and then where people are spending their time, their money, and how they're enjoying the valley when they're here for Super Bowl. So we're looking at it in a lot of different ways.
Debbie, something else I failed to mention when talking about whether hotels or restaurants is also a huge economic driver. That's the airport itself in terms of the number of bodies that are going to be moving through that. And I know every time I go to Sky Harbor, it seems like there's always something new here. There's always something. So I would imagine the last couple of years has been sort of a buildup to make sure Sky Harbor is ready for this crush that's about to come in the next couple of weeks.
And you know what I'll tell you? They're ready. They've done it before. They know what it means. It's going to be one of their busiest days of the year, the Monday following Super Bowl. We obviously hope that people stay a little bit longer and, go out Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever that means for them. But Sky Harbor's ready, and they've done this before. They're very good at what they do. But again, it's a great opportunity for people to experience Sky Harbor and all the great restaurants that they have that are local restaurants. So people think about and they go, oh, I didn't realize this was a local restaurant. So those establishments are really big part of Sky Harbor and what our visitors see when they come here.
Kyle, who are the people who experience the immediate impact when it comes to a Super Bowl? And we'll talk about long-term in the next segment, but we're talking about immediate impact. Who are we talking about?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the hotels, the restaurants, the venues, and we have a lot of those in the Valley. We've been working with them all the way back to 2018, and that's all of them across the board. So we sign contracts with them, we engage with them, and we start to work with them to understand their capabilities, their availability, what their rates are. And then we as the host committee act as kind of the local concierge when a group, a sponsor of the NFL or a third party just reaches out, hey, we need somewhere to stay. We need somewhere to host our event or to entertain our folks. Where do we go? So I think the immediate impact definitely goes back to those groups, and we're seeing it right now. People are doing it, and they're doing it early because we have a lot of hotels reaching out to us right now and saying we have no more rooms the week leading up to the weekend. So starting on the 6th, a lot of hotels are fully booked.
Kyle Hedstrom, the Senior Vice President of Finance and Economic Impact, and Debbie Johnson, the Director of Arizona's Office of Tourism, our guests here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee podcast and show. My name is Dave Burns. We're back with more with Kyle and Debbie right after this.
Let's go. This is the official Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee show. Once again, Dave Burns.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening here on the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee show and podcast. I am Dave Burns, co-host of the Burns and Gambo show from Arizona Sports, the local sports leader, our sister station, and we're chatting here with Debbie Johnson, the director of the Arizona Office of Tourism, and Kyle Hedstrom, the senior vice president of finance and economic impact. And of course, we are talking about the economic impact, the tourism impact of the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57, what it means for us. And we spent a lot of time, guys, in the first segment talking about the short term, the airport, the hotels, the restaurants, the things you almost immediately think about when you think about a Super Bowl coming here. There is a long lasting footprint that goes on well beyond the game itself. And I think, I imagine just talking to you guys off the air, not that you're not excited about the short term, but boy, the long term, you know, you can see the wheels are turning, right? And Debbie, on this one, I'm going to start with you because you said something during the break that sparked a thought. I was watching the Sunday night game, the Christmas night game between the Cardinals and the Bucks, and I was very impressed how every time NBC came out of a commercial break, they would show me a shot of the Princess or the Valley, and it looked beautiful. It looked spectacular. It looked, I think I actually had the thought on Christmas night, if I didn't live here, that looks like a place I would want to come to. That's very much a part of, kind of a byproduct of the Super Bowl for the Office of Tourism, isn't it?
Dave, you are 100% right. And that's why we love this event, because not only do we have all the people that are here at the time for the event, but we've got over 115 million people worldwide watching the event, who are seeing just those images that you talked about, and they're of the Valley, and they're of all these great places. But the broadcast also includes places like Monument Valley and Sedona and some of our other great Arizona iconic destinations that people see. And so you think about these people watching, and a lot of them are in necessarily winter weather kind of situations, and they're looking at hopefully what will be a perfect, beautiful Arizona day. And they want to come to Arizona, whether it's in the winter, whether it's in the fall. They want to come experience some of those opportunities. And our website sees a tremendous spike, the visitarizona.com, during the Super Bowl and during those events leading up to it. So we love this event. It's advertising we can't afford to buy as a destination to have that many people around the world with eyes on Arizona.
Yeah, I think about every network that's going to be out here. Fox is broadcasting the game. Of course, ESPN is going to be out here. Most of the major sports networks are going to be out here. They all need, you know, the term we use in the industry is B-roll, right? Mm-hmm. They all need those shots and that footage of the sunset over the mountains and the Grand Canyon and that. I would think if you live in Philadelphia or Kansas City and you're thinking about your next warm weather vacation, it's a great plug, right? I mean, even if you have very little interest in the game itself and who wins and who loses, and you're at best a casual football fan, just those images, if they're done right, are indelible and have to strike a chord and a nerve with a whole bunch of people around the country, around the world, I would think.
That's the hope.
Yeah. The other long-term economic impact, Kyle, beyond the short-term hotels, restaurants, and I don't want to diminish that because obviously that's a big deal, is much in the same way of tourism as businesses who are thinking, this is a great place for me to move my base of operations. Let's talk about how you kind of foster that relationship and how that works.
Yeah, I think some of it happens naturally. Again, back to Debbie's point, right? We're going to have a massive influx of visitors, and the level of visitor around a Super Bowl is definitely at the sea level. So we're going to have that happen kind of naturally. What we figured out, and we've done it for these last three major events, and we're doing it again for Super Bowl 57, is we work with our partners at the Arizona Commerce Authority, and we have put together a program called the CEO Forum. So we invite 70 CEOs from around the country and some internationally who we believe that we can host for that week in a Super Bowl and talk to them, you know, person to person, and get them some really fun experiences and show them, hey, Arizona is pro-business and it is a wonderful place in February. It's a wonderful place year-round and it's the perfect place for you to move your business. So what that does, right, is then we're creating jobs, we're creating, you know, tax revenue for the state and for the cities that those businesses are located in. It's a phenomenally successful program. We've done it for the last, well, even since the Super Bowl back in 2008. And each time we've been lucky enough to secure a handful of businesses out here, and it's in terms of business development and welcoming businesses to a state, it's successful.
How do you choose those businesses? How do you choose? Are they strategically sort of identified as ones that might be looking to move, willing to move, thinking about moving? Because I would imagine you want to kind of choose from a pool of logical potential candidates for that, right? It's not random, I can't imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. It's there is a pool of candidates and conversations that are ongoing with, again, the Commerce Authority. And so they have that line of sight that and they're, you know, absolute professionals and understanding, okay, this is the group that we're pretty close. We're having some really good conversations with these groups. And then there's a group that, you know, they're starting conversations. And then there's some they will want to target. So they kind of look at that and they look at the industries that we're growing and we're focusing on here in Arizona. And they've done a really great job in being very strategic in how they make those selections. And then, you know, when they're out here, you know, we have the chance to host them and show them a great game. And,
yeah,
and everyone enjoys it.
Debbie, I know it's not just the Super Bowl. It's obviously Phoenix Metro. We're tremendous. I'll pat ourselves on the back. We do a really good job hosting these big, big events. I'm curious, the residual effect from a tourism standpoint, is it measurable to know, you know, how much tourism later was generated because the Super Bowl back in 2015 or the final, whatever. And I'm curious, as you move forward, how you'll be able to measure it years down the road, how many people decided to come to Arizona because they saw something during Super Bowl 57, even though it might be 2 years later. Is there a way to measure that?
That's a whole lot harder than the direct immediate economic impact. But we do look at things and we hear a lot of anecdotal stories,
okay,
especially when you're talking about rural Arizona or places outside of Metro Phoenix, more importantly. So you talk to the general managers at the hotels and the restaurants up in Sedona or in Flagstaff, and they'll tell you during a Super Bowl or a Final Four how many people had on fan jerseys and T-shirts and were sporting colors. And they see that difference. They see that impact. You probably won't see it as direct in the numbers. And I think to your point, those people who are coming afterwards, it's a lot more anecdotal. We do some geo-tracking, you know, with those phones that we all get tracked by wherever we go. Mm-hmm. So we do a lot of that. And it does tell us where people come from. And that can give us a little bit more information, but it's unfortunately not as clear as we would love to be able to show.
I'm sure. Whereas I imagine, Kyle, from your standpoint, it's maybe a little bit easier to track more long-term economic impact because it seems just easier to connect the dots than it would be from a tourism standpoint, correct?
It is. There's a lot more quantifiable on the, you know, the business economic impact side. But what I'd say that kind of transcends both ends is this is also we're competing against a number of other states.
Sure.
We host this game. We're showing not just the, you know, the U.S., but the world. We can host all these major events. We're a great destination for you to bring your event, for you to bring your business. And if we can stay at that level of and continue to host these events and do it really well, that's going to help us compete for the next event, and then for the next tourism group or visitor or business, it's important for us to continue to compete. And you've got new stadiums and you've got new groups doing the same stuff. So we have to stay in the loop there so that we remain competitive.
So not to put too fine a point on it, but how many days do you guys get off before you start planning the next Super Bowl bid? Because, I mean, that's obviously the goal, right, is to get it back as soon as you possibly can, and knowing that there are very, you know, new stadiums and very worthy markets and worthy, you know, areas to have the game. This being our fourth, it certainly seems like a bid at some point in the future would be something I would imagine both of you would be heavily involved in that, given your experience with this.
Yeah, and I think it's not just the Super Bowl. So we know we'll get the Super Bowl hopefully in another 7, 8, 9 years. But what are we going to get in between there? So we know we have Final Four in 2024. We know we have Women's Final Four in 2026. So then we're going to have a little bit of a gap. What can we put in there to bring back, whether it's the college football playoff? What other events can we bring in before our next Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Commissioner Goodell said it the best. He was out here a couple months ago, and he said the best way to get the next game back, the next Super Bowl to come back to Arizona, host this one really well. So, I mean, in essence, we feel like we're working on the next bid, the next game coming to Arizona right now.
Yeah, by nailing this one, right? Exactly. By absolutely killing it for this one, and that'll be the best possible thing you could put on your resume for the next one. Certainly makes sense to me. Debbie Johnson, Director of the Arizona Office of Tourism. Kyle Hedstrom, the Senior Vice President of Finance and Economic Impact. Thank you, both of you, for stopping by today's podcast. We appreciate it. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Got it. That's going to do it for us here on KTAR and on the podcast. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another edition. Again, I'm Dave Burns. Thank you for listening to the Arizona Host Committee Super Bowl podcast.